إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our 11th session, reading from Sifat Ibadur Rahman, yani the characteristics and qualities of the worshippers of Allah the Most Merciful, by Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Actually, as you know, yani last week we completed the reading of his Risala on this topic. And tonight, what we intend to do is to sort of take another look at the summary of these sifat of Ibadur Rahman mentioned in the closing ayat of Surah Al-Furqan from the tafsir of Al-Imam Sa'di, rahimahullah. In his tafsir, at the end of these ayat, at the end of the surah, the Imam Sa'di, he himself actually summarizes all of those sifat, and in some places, yani actually adds some points that maybe we didn't mention in the Risala of Shaykh Abdul Razak, and sometimes he gives a little bit further detail on some of the points in his summary. So, yani perhaps we can kind of compare a little bit the summarized titles that Shaykh Abdul Razak mentioned at the beginning of each chapter, each sifa. Perhaps we can compare how he has summarized each sifa with how Al-Imam Sa'di, rahimahullah, has summarized them in the closing yani of this particular surah. Additionally, we hope, Allah willing, if Allah allows, we hope to also yani briefly look at a few other sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, which are extremely important for the believer, from Surah Al-Anfal, the 8th surah, the first ayat from the surah, yani the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th ayah. The first ayah actually leads up to those yani sifat that are mentioned in the 2nd and 3rd ayah, and in the 4th ayah Allah mentions the reward for the people who are characterized or described with these descriptions. So hopefully tonight, inshallah, we're going to take a look at five sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that for the believers who have complete and perfect iman. Okay, so let's get started immediately because the Maghrib prayer is going to be getting earlier and earlier. So hopefully we'll be able to finish yani what we intended by the permission of Allah. The first thing we're going to look at is the summary of what we covered last week. In question and study guide number 10, the first question being mentioned the author's summary of the 8 sifat, characteristics or qualities of Ibadur Rahman in ayat 63 through 74 of Surah Al-Furqan. Now, yani again, it is our hope that the benefit of reviewing, summarizing these sifat is to help us to retain them, to remember them, to reflect on them, to ponder over them, because what? Yani, how can a person act upon something if they yani don't know it, or if we don't remember it? So we have to both yani know them, we have to remember them, we have to understand them, and then hopefully, inshallah, Allah give us the success to implement them in our lives. So the first of those sifat, yani the Shaykh Abdul Razak has summarized as first sifa, humility towards Allah and towards the creation. Yani as-sakina والوقار والتواضع, yani that they are described with being having calmness and also walking through the earth with dignity. in addition to, most importantly, being humble in front of Allah and in their dealings with the people. The second sifa that is mentioned in this series of ayat, they observe the mandatory prayers as well as extra prayers. Yani in the ayah concerning this sifa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they spend their nights, yani, in prostration and standing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning qiyamul layl. And Shaykh Abdul Razak said, muhafazatuhum ala salawat or ala salat, yani that they guard their prayers. Yani because if a person is conscious of praying the night prayer, which is not obligatory, then inshallah they will be more aware and more conscious and more concerned about performing the obligatory prayers. The third sifa that's mentioned in this series, the intense fear and concern about the Day of Judgment. Yani he mentioned it as خوفهم وإشفاقهم من عذاب النار. Yani the intense fear, apprehension, concern about the punishment of the hellfire. And Shaykh, the Imam Sa'di, in his summary of these ayat, as we're going to see tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, and he makes some points on a couple of these summaries or these ayat that are really of great importance, and we're going to try to highlight them as we go through them. The fourth sifa that is mentioned in this series of ayat is related to spending. The fourth sifa is related to spending. Yani the moderateness. Yani being moderation in spending. Not going to either extreme of extravagance or yani miserliness. The Shaykh mentions it as tawassutuhum fi nafaqati bayna al-israfi wa taqtir. And the fifth sifa. The fifth sifa, the Shaykh Abdul Razak mentions it, hafidhullah, as بُعْدُهُمْ عَنْ كَبَائِرَ الذُّنُوبِ وَأَظَائِمْ الْآثَامِ. بُعْدُهُمْ عَنْ كَبَائِرَ الذُّنُوبِ, and they're being distanced, far removed from the greater sins, the destructive sins. Yani whereas of course every human being is subject to at least the minor sins, right? But the point is here to definitely avoid the greater sins, كَبَائِرَ الذُّنُوبِ. And specifically in the ayat, yani three major sins are mentioned, and Shaykh and the Imam Sa'di in his summary of these sifat, he mentions those things specifically, in addition to the fact that the general title is they're distancing themselves from all of the major sins, not just those mentioned in the ayat. The sixth sifa that is mentioned in this series of ayat, that they stay away from the gatherings of batil, yani of falsehood, corruption, evil, sin, and so on. Al-munkarat. Naam. And also here, yani, the Imam also mentions a couple of points, yani, in addition to the general heading of keeping oneself distance from the gatherings of falsehood and sin and corruption and evil. The seventh sifa, is related to the kalamullah. Yani, that he said that they have تعظيم تعظيمهم لكلام الله وعملهم بما فيه, يعني that they have the highest respect for the speech of Allah and they're acting in accordance with what is in it, what it contains. تعظيمهم لكلام الله وعملهم بما فيه. And the last sifa, the eighth sifa, is related to الدعاء. نعم. They're concerned for dua. They're concerned for dua. Anything else? And specifically, yani, humbling themselves. Humble, submissive, yani, imploring, yani, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, he mentioned it as inayatuhum bid-dua wa tadarru lillahi azza wa jalla. Okay, so these are, yani, the quick summary of these eight sifat, and inshallah tonight we're going to read a little bit more detailed summary. Now,
can you quickly shape and capture seven?
Number seven?
Yes.
He said, تَعْظِيمُهُمْ لِكَلَامِ اللَّهِ, yani their great high respect, exaltation, glorification, yani of the speech of Allah, the book of Allah, the Quran. And then they're acting upon it. Yani عَمَلُهُمْ بِمَا فِيهِ, acting upon what is contained in the speech of Allah, in the book of Allah, in the Quran. Okay, after this, and this question is a personal question. It's not yani a question that has a specific answer. Which two of these sifat, we just reviewed eight of them, right? Which two of these sifat, characteristics of Ibadur Rahman, would you like to develop the most? Yani out of all of them, the most important ones that you would like to develop in your personal life. Either one or two, whatever you think. Now,
The last one you said concerning the Quran and Allah.
Oh, the seventh one. Yani having ta'zeem, having great respect, honoring the speech of Allah and acting in accordance with it. Anybody else?
Number one and number three.
Number one and number three. Yani having humility before Allah and in dealing with the servants of Allah. And number three, having fear of the punishment of the hellfire. Now, anybody else? Yani one of them or two of them. The reason why I said two, because it might be hard to pick one, but mashallah. So I give you a chance to pick two. Or even three. Now,
number six.
Yani they're keeping themselves distanced from the gatherings of falsehood and corruption and sin. Now, what is your name, Akhi?
Abdul Alim.
Abdul Alim, yes. I was going to say that, but I'm always, when I'm not sure, I don't like to jump out there. Abdul Alim, now. Now,
to not accompany oneself with that of falsehood or of vain speech or of even of evil in itself.
Now,
this is something that which many of us, especially myself, we're around a lot of evil, and we sometimes have to truly distance ourselves from it.
Distancing ourselves from the places, the people, the gatherings where falsehood and evil and corruption and sin is taking place. Now,
I remember, I believe it was not the last, but the past before last, and you were saying about those types of places, like you can walk through.
And if you were to pass by, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا الْكِرَامَةِ يعني that you pass by without engaging those people with respect for yourself, honorably, and passing by. Now, so I also chose for myself two of them. I chose the last two, the seventh and the eighth. Yani having ta'zeem for the kalam of Allah and acting upon it, and giving care to dua, supplication, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humbly. And the reason why I chose those two is because when I looked at all eight of them, this is my own personal yani preference, it's not like one answer is right or wrong. But the reason why I chose them, because when I looked at all of them, I saw that the respect and honoring of the speech of Allah and acting upon it will achieve everything that's before that. Everything that came before that, having fear of the fire, being humble before Allah, guarding the prayers, all of those things, the source of them is the book of Allah. If a person has ta'zeem for the kalam of Allah, all of those things are going to come into play. And the last one with it, because you will not be successful in having ta'zeem of the kalam of Allah unless you ask Allah's help. And in any case, all of these are important. Allah has mentioned them yani in the book, and therefore yani not one is less significant than the other in the general sense. But yani we should be looking at them and striving to see what do I need the most in my life, which one is more necessary for me, and working on all of them. But certainly we're going to focus on something more than something else, wallahu a'lam. The second question, and we're going to try to go through the rest of the questions a little bit more quickly because of time. Discuss the reward promised to the one who is characterized with these eight sifat of Ibad al-Rahman. What is the reward now?
The ghuraf,
the dwellings, the high lofty dwellings in paradise. And Allah also mentioned, what He also mentioned, that they will be received by the angels with tahiyya and salam, yani greetings and welcoming and salam. And the third thing He said that's really important in that reward is that khalidina fiha. That they're not just going to get a tremendous, magnificent reward, but they're going to remain in forever. It's not going to be taken away. It's not going to end. Now, I said that yani the reward is the ghuraf, yani the dwellings in paradise, the higher dwellings in paradise. But along with that, we may also mention that part of their reward would be that they would be received yani by the angels who would greet them yani and welcome them. And also part of that reward is that their reward is eternal. Yani the reward in paradise should never even be considered in terms of shall I choose this over that with anything else. Because everything in the world is imperfect. And it is also temporary. And it's not going to last forever. Or you're not going to last forever. And the reward of Allah in the Jannah is perfect. And it's permanent. How can there be an exchange for something that is imperfect and temporary for that which is perfect and permanent? Allahu A'lam. The question number four, memorize the ayah, yani 75 and 76 from Surah Al-Furqan, containing the above mentioned reward for the Ibad al-Rahman. Yani this question is intended to help us and encourage us to memorize. Anybody want to try it? أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ. طيب. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًا وَمُقَامًا. نعم. بارك الله فيكم. Question number five. Since these sifat are lofty, elevated, their reward will be dwellings that are lofty and elevated. Mention the related qa'idah. Yani what is the principle that we understand from this? That since their sifat, their actions, yani were lofty, sublime, high, elevated, so therefore their reward will be lofty and high, elevated places. What is the qa'idah that the Shaykh mentioned? فَكَانَ Al-jaza min jins al-amal. So the reward for a deed would be like of the same type or the same nature as the deed done. Yani, and that goes both ways. People who do good, hal jaza al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. Yani, would there be any reward for ihsan except ihsan? And likewise for sin. Yani, the reward for sin would be, yani, like it. Yani, the one who does evil will receive evil, and the one who does good would receive good. Hal jaza min jins al-amal. Jazan wifaqan. Naam. Yani the reward will be a reward that will be in concordance, in agreement. Yani with the deed done. Naam. After this, question number six, discuss the description of these lofty elevated dwellings as it came in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Yani normally, this kind of question is a memorization question. But just to be easy, yani we may as just discuss the description of the, yani these lofty elevated dwellings as it came in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari Muslim. The Shaykh mentioned this hadith. Anybody remember yani general meaning of the hadith? He said that inna ahl al-jannah naam, the ahl al-jannah will be looking up, yatara'auna, they will be looking up to the ahl al-ghurf, to the people in those high lofty, the people in Jannah, the people in paradise will be looking up to those people in the ghurf. Min fawqihim, above them. Just as you look up in the sky at the bright, sparkling star on the horizon. He said in that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is how the other people in Jannah will be looking at the people, the Ahlul Ghurf. They will be looking up to them as a person looks up in the sky at the bright stars in the sky. لِتَفَاضُلِ مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. Due to the يعني, difference, the variance of their positions, or as some of the scholars said, بُعْد مَنَازِلْ أَهْلِ الْغُرْفِ, the distance of the dwellings of the people of the ghurf, the distance would be far. وَعُلُوِي دَرَجَاتِهِمْ, and the highness of their levels over the rest of the people. That's how far they would be, and that's how high they would be above the rest of the people would be looking up to them. Question number seven, discuss the meaning of, and they will be received therein with greetings and words of peace. Yani, how did the Shaykh describe this, the meaning of this saying, they will be received therein with greetings and words of peace? Yani, he said that the angels would receive them بِالتَّحِيَّ وَالسَّلَامِ وَالتَّحِيَّ وَالتَّرْحِيبِ, yani greetings and welcome. وَالسَّلَامِ, the salam that includes within it السلامة من النقائص والأمراض والمكدرات مكدرات مكدرات, يعني the salam that entails being safe from all types of defects, نقائص, and all types of illnesses and sicknesses and diseases, أمراض, and every type of thing that would cause a disturbance or distress or difficulty for the people in Jannah. They will be free from that. They will be saved from all of that. Now, and the last question explained the intended meaning of say, what would my Lord care for you were not for your dua? Yani, قُلْ مَا يَأْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Yani, how did the Shaykh explain what is the intended meaning of this statement? Yani, that Allah wouldn't care, wouldn't be concerned, wouldn't give attention, لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. He wouldn't have anything to do with you if it were not for the fact that you made dua. We're going to see in the summary of Shaykh Al-Imam Sa'adi, rahimahullah, that he mentions that this dua is dua al-mas'ala and dua al-ibadah. Yani, it is here the intended meaning of dua is not just your supplicating to Allah, asking for something by words, but also the actions of obedience that you do, which are also a source of dua, a means of dua, a type of dua, yani that a person yani seeks the things that they want or desire or need of good and protection from those things of harm by worshipping Allah, by doing good deeds. This is a means of dua. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said the meaning here, yani, مَا يَأْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. He said, لَوْلَا إِبَادَتُكُمْ إِيَّهُ. And if it was not for your worship of Him, then Allah yani, wouldn't be concerned about you, wouldn't care about you, wouldn't give any attention to you. Because He said, Allah didn't create you, إِلَّا لِإِبَادَتِهِ. He didn't create you for any reason except to worship Him. So if you didn't worship Him, why would He have any concern for you? Now, this is some of what we mentioned last week and tonight, and I realize that yani, the time is... Somebody please, like 5 minutes before the adhan for Maghrib, please like, alert me, okay? Inshallah. In case I'm not paying attention. Okay, so tonight, inshallah, as I said, what we want to do tonight is we wanted to do two things. At least we'll do one of them, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And that is to look at the yani, summary of Al-Imam Sa'adi, rahimahullah, in which he, at the end of his tafsir of these ayahs from Surah Al-Furqan, he has summarized these sifat, and he has mentioned some extra points, and he has emphasized certain things, and perhaps, yani, brought some benefits that we may not have reflected upon or paid attention to as we were going through, yani, the discussion of these sifat of Ibad al-Rahman. So the Shaykh, he begins, yani, by saying, وَالْحَاصِلُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ وَصَفَهُمْ. Yani, so, yani, in the end of all of this, yani, what we come up with is that Allah has described the Ibad al-Rahman with certain descriptions. And Allah wasafahum bil-waqari was-sakinati wa-tawadu'i lahu wal-ibadihi. Yani, he mentioned, we mentioned this in the summary of the first sifa, Shaykh Abdul Razak did. Came from the tafsir of Al-Imam al-Sa'adi. He said Allah has described them with dignity, calmness, and humility before Allah, and being humble in their dealing with the ibad of Allah, yani with the people. But then he went on to say, he mentioned six other characteristics that came under this first sifa. He said, and Allah also described them within this first description with husni al-adab, having good manners, generally good manners. So that the ibad of Rahman, yani they have manners. They are polite, they are kind, they are gentle, they are compassionate. They have manners when they deal with other people. وَالْحِلْمْ وَسَعَةِ الْخُلُقِ وَالْعَفْوِ عَنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ وَالْإِعْرَادْ عَنْهُمْ وَمُقَابَلَاتِ إِسَاعَتِهِمْ بِالْإِحْسَانِ. And he also mentioned that what? They have حِلْم, forbearance. And سَعَةِ الْخُلُقِ, يعني they are, يعني they have, they are easygoing, they are, they are yani, for, yani pardoning and forgiving when they deal with the people. They are not like, yani, you did something to me, you got to get it. I'm going to punish you if I have the ability to. They are easy going with the people. Wal'afu, and they pardon the ignorant. As Allah mentioned in ayah, وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They pardon them, and they are easy with them, and they are gentle with them. And they also try to avoid them. وَالْإِعْرَادْ عَنْهُمْ. And they try to avoid the al-jahilun, yani the meaning of jahilun It means that the people who are described with this description mean that when they speak ignorantly. And when they act ignorantly. So it is befitting of the Ibad al-Rahman to avoid them. To avoid them. And it makes sense that you would avoid that. And if you know a person acts ignorant and speaks ignorant, you're not going to try to engage that person. If you see that person coming, maybe you cross the street. Naam. And I'll leave it sufficient with that. But إساعتهم يعني مقابلة إساعتهم بالإحسان يعني that they يعني respond to or they return يعني harsh or ill يعني bad treatment with good treatment. They don't respond in like, and this is mentioned by Allah in the 41st surah 34th ayat. And you can look it up yourself. Do a little bit of work. The second sifa, the Shaykh says, وَصَفَهُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. He has described them with standing in the night. Yani the night prayer, قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. And then he adds, and this we didn't discuss in our discussions, وَالْإِخْلَاصِ فِيهِ. Standing in the night and having ikhlas in that standing. Yani the importance of this point is that the Shaykh is saying, not just praying in the night or guarding the obligatory prayers, but what is critically essential is that the person who's praying has to be praying sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. And that's understood from the ayah because Allah says what? وَيَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ. That they are, يعني, spending the night in standing and in prostration, لِرَبِّهِمْ, purely for the sake of Allah alone. That's how he came here with what? الْإِخْلَاصِ فِيهِ. Number three. He said, and he described them with al-khawfi min al-nar, having fear of the fire. And we mentioned this in the summary from Shaykh Abdul Razak. And then he says, he adds to that, وَتَدَرُّعِ لِرَبِّهِمْ أَن يُنْجِيَهُمْ مِنْهَا. Yani not just having fear of the fire, but humbly, submissively begging Allah, begging their Rabb to save them from it. Yani it's one thing that a person knows that the hellfire is a horrible punishment. But it's another thing to yani try to escape from it. And escaping from it means doing the things that would protect you from being in a position where you deserve to be punished with the hellfire. And one of those things that you do to protect you from the hellfire is that you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, to save you from doing those things that would justify you being punished in that fire. So this is also a benefit that the Shaykh gave here, not just having fear, khawfuhum min azab an-nar, but also humbly, submissively begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from that fire. Number four, he said, they're also described with, يعني إخراج الواجب والمستحب في النفقات. يعني that they, يعني spend on that from that which is obligatory, obligatory spending, as well as, يعني recommended spending from those things that are not obligatory. والاقتصاد في ذلك, and that they take the middle course in doing so, meaning they have moderation, not going to one extreme or the other. As the Shaykh mentioned in his summary, يعني moderation between توسطهم بين الإسراف والتقتير. يعني they are not extravagant, exceeding the limits in spending, nor are they miserly. But they take the middle course, moderation. And then he says, وَإِذَا كَانُوا الْمُقْتَصِدِينَ فِي الْإِنْفَاقِ الَّذِي جَرَّتَ الْعَادَ بِالتَّفْرِيدِ فِيهِ أَوْ الْإِفْرَاطِ فَاقْتِصَادُهُمْ وَتَوَسُّطُهُمْ فِي غَيْرِهِ مِنْ بَابِ الْأَوْلَى. And the Shaykh did allude to this point in his explanation of this particular sifa. That is, if they are, yani, moderate, they have moderation in spending, and spending is something that customarily, generally, people go to one extreme or the other. Either they are spendthrift, or they are miserly. So if they have moderation in that thing in which most of the people go to one extreme or the other, then it is more likely. And there's more reason that they're going to yani observe moderation in other affairs. In other affairs. The fifth point. وَصَفَهُمْ بِالسَّلَامَةِ مِنْ كَبَارِ الذُّنُوبِ. And the Shaykh mentioned this in his summary. يعني بُعْدُهُمْ عَنْ كَبَارِ الذُّنُوبِ wa يعني عظائم الآثام. Any of the greater horrible destructive sins. يعني being safe from the major sins. يعني avoiding committing those greater sins. But then the Shaykh, al-Imam al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he mentions, he adds to that, he says, وَالْإِتِّصَافِ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ فِي إِبَادَتِهِ. And they're also described with having ikhlas for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their worship of Him. And this is understood from the ayah because Allah says what? وَلَا وَلَا يعني, and they do not call upon يعني anything as an ilah along with Allah. And they don't worship anything other than Allah. Because of course when we say dua, it's not limited to supplication, but also يعني it also means that they don't worship anything as an ilah along with Allah. So he said here that they avoid the greater sins, and they also describe with having ikhlas, sincerity for Allah in their worship of Him, wal-iffah an ad-dima wal-a'rad, and they also are innocent or abstain from yani shedding blood and violating the honor of other people. That is, he means by that as zina, yani fornication and adultery. Then the Imam, he adds another point here, which came in the ayats that followed, and we didn't discuss those ayats because it didn't contain the sifa that was under discussion, that is the sifa of distancing oneself from major sins. But in the ayahs that followed before the next sifa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that there's a terrible punishment for the people who engage in these things, yani in shirk, and in murder, and in zina and fornication. He said, illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihah, except for those who repent from those sins, if they fall into them, and who believe, and who do good deeds, to the end of the ayat. And so the Shaykh mentions here, under this sifa, he mentions that they are also described with at-tawbah inda suduri shay'in min dhalika, that they repent to Allah on any occasion in which they fell into such sins. They repent to Allah. And whoever repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere repentance, then repentance removes whatever was before it. Repentance of critical importance. Number 6, and these are not numbered, but in any case it came as the 6th sifa, وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَحْضُرُونَ مَجَالِسَ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالْفُسُوقِ الْقَوْلِيَّ وَالْفِعَلِيَّ وَلَا يَفَعَلُونَهَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. يعني that they do not attend gatherings of munkar and fusuq, al-qawliyya wal-fi'aliyya. يعني any gatherings where evil and corruption of speech or actions is taking place. They don't attend such gatherings. وَلَا يَفَعَلُونَهَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, nor do they themselves engage in such behavior. يعني meaning evil, corruption, sin. They don't engage in it. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَتَنَزَّهُونَ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالْأَفْعَالَ الرَّدِيَّةِ أَلَّتِي لَا خَيْرٍ فِيهَا. And they also keep themselves free from vain speech or idle speech and filthy, despicable actions that do not contain any good. And this is a reference to the end of the ayat, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. يعني that even passing by those gatherings, they don't even يعني have exchange with those people. They keep themselves distance. If they happen to pass by that place where it's happening, they pass by honorably. Then he said, the Shaykh, the Imam, he says in this summary here, he says, وَذَلِكَ يَسْتَلْزِمْ مَرُوءَتَهُمْ وَإِنسَانِيَتَهُمْ وَكَمَالَهُمْ وَرِفْعَةَ أَنفُسِهِمْ عَنْ كُلِّ خَسِيسِ قَوْلِي وَفِعْلِي. Here, يعني the Shaykh, he's saying here that not only they don't participate or attend these gatherings or engage in any of these actions, but he said that in order for them to avoid these gatherings and avoid participating in these things and to keep themselves free from all of these things, he said, ذَلِكَ يَسْتَلْزِمْ مُرُوَعَتَهُمْ وَإِنْسِيَانِيَتَهُمْ وَكَمَالُهُمْ وَرِفَتَهُمْ إِفَتْ أَنفُسَهُمْ عَنْ كُلِّ خَسِيسِ قَوْلِي أَوْ فِعْلِي. That is, that in order to do this, to avoid these gatherings and to avoid these actions and to keep oneself free from these things, then they cannot do so unless they have al-maru'a, yani unless they have a sense of honor, an insaniya, yani a sense of yani humaneness. I don't know if that's the English word, humaneness, meaning they have a sense of yani compassion and benevolence towards other people in the way that they deal with people, and a more complete and perfect yani implementation or acting upon yani al-Islam. These things, avoiding such evil and corruption, is not possible unless a person has this sense of honor and sense of humanity. Yani that will enable them to avoid these things. Or you could say that yani avoiding these things is an indication of their marwah, of their sense of honor and their dignity and humanity. After this, the Shaykh says, and keeping themselves up, yani considering themselves to be above, yani every khasis, every despicable, contemptible, lowly, vile type of speech or action. Considering themselves to be above that. Like, I'm above that. I'm not going to engage in that. Like, somebody comes to you with something, and you just say, like, you know, I'm not even going to dignify that. I'm, like, above that. I'm not going to respond to that. Okay? Like, I consider myself beyond that. And that's the way the Ibad al-Rahman are described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. And that is the way that the Muslim who has love for his deen and love for the sunnah and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ta'zeem of the speech of Allah, this is the way that we carry ourselves. This is the way that we are supposed to act. And we are not tough, rough, yani gangsters, or I don't know what other kind of words we can use, whatever the words they're using today. I might not be familiar with them. But like, that's not the Ibad al-Rahman. The Ibad al-Rahman are people who are compassionate and kind and truthful and humble. And who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love khair. Number 7, he said, وَأَنَّهُمْ يُقَابِلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِالْقُبُولِ لَهَا وَالتَّفَهُمْ لِمَآنِيهَا وَالْعَمَلِ بِهَا وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي تَنْفِيذِ أَحْكَامِهَا. And here, yani the Shaykh also brought some points. 4 points. Yani in the summary of our risala that we read, yani the Shaykh said in reference to this particular 7th sifa, he said ta'zeemuhum li kalamillah, that they have ta'zeem for the kalam of Allah. Wa amaluhum bima fi, and they act upon what it contains. So those are 2 points. Here al-Imam al-Sa'di, he says wa annahum yuqabiluna ayatillah bil qubuli laha, that they meet or they receive the ayat of Allah with complete acceptance. They accept them completely. Because of their ta'zeem, because of their respect, and they're honoring the speech of Allah. They know this is the speech of Allah. So they accept it with full acceptance. وَتَفَاحُمْ لِمَعَانِيَا. تَفَاحُمْ لِمَعَانِيَا, يعني that they actually actively are engaged in trying to understand. يعني they don't just expect that it comes to them. تَفَاحُمْ means that a person is making an effort to gradually, over time, understand and increase their understanding of the meanings of those ayat. And as a person reads through the Quran in their lifetime, year after year after year, from youth to old age, yani a person understands. If they have respect for the speech of Allah, Allah gives them, inshallah, understanding, greater understanding, gradual understanding of the meanings of the ayat of the Quran. وَالْعَمَلْ بِهَا, and acting upon those ayat. And then he said, وَالْإِجْتِهَادْ فِي تَنْفِيذِ أَحْكَامِهَا, and that they have ijtihad, meaning striving, struggling, making an effort for tanfidh, yani to execute, to implement, yani to enforce the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means that if a person is in charge of something, whether they are in charge of their family, or in charge of a city, or in charge of a country, or in charge of whatever they're in charge of, that they actively are engaged, struggling, striving, for the tanfidh, the execution, the implementation, the enforcement of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only does that person act upon themselves, al-amal biha, but they also yani work actively to enforce the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani in the society in general, according to their ability and their place and their authority. Because yani enjoining good and forbidding wrong has conditions, and from those conditions is not just the ability to enjoin the good and the wrong, but having the authority to do so as well. Because not everybody, yani, who sees somebody being murdered in the street has the authority to step in with some type of weapons and kill the people who are killing other people to stop them. Everybody doesn't have the authority to do that. So a person has to change the munkar, whether it is something evil that's taking place or something obligatory that has been abandoned, and all of that is munkar, has to stop it with their hands. If they have the ability and the authority. And if they can't, then they speak out again. And if they can't, then at least, and they hate it in the heart. The Shaykh says, number 8. I mean, he didn't say number 8, but it's number 8. يعني وصفهم بأنهم يدعون الله تعالى بأكمل الدعاء. And they also describe with being those who call upon Allah with the most complete and perfect supplication. في الدعاء الذي ينفعون به وينفع به من يتعلق بهم أو من يتعلق بهم وينتفع به المسلمون من صلاح أزواجهم وذرياتهم. يعني that they supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the most complete and perfect dua. And from the completeness and perfectness of it is that it is a dua from which those who are supplicating themselves benefit. And those who are connected or related to them also benefit from it. And the Muslims in general also benefit from it. And from that dua that came in this ayah, and the last sifa, is that they supplicated for their wives and their offspring. And then they supplicated for themselves. So they didn't just supplicate for themselves, but they supplicated for others, especially those who are closest to them. So the Shaykh says that they benefit from this supplication, and those who are near to them benefit from this supplication. And the Muslims in general, because the society, right, is better because of that. Yani if a few people get better, the society is better. The more people are improved, the better is the society. And this is the basis of enjoying the good and forbidding the wrong. That a person who is righteous within their self, but doesn't enjoin and forbid the wrong, then the society around them will be corrupt. And as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith of the people on the ship, people who drew lots, who's going to be in the upper and who's going to be in the lower. And the people in the lower, every time they wanted to get water, they had to climb up on the other people and step over them and pardon themselves. And somebody had a smart idea in the lower deck, let's just make a hole and we have access to water directly. And if the people in the upper deck said, we don't care about them, that's their problem. Then what happens if you don't enjoin the good and forbid the wrong? The whole ship sinks. The whole ship sinks. Not just the people who made the hole in the bottom, but eventually everybody sinks. So if we don't enjoin the good and forbid the wrong, then the whole society is destroyed. It's not just limited to the people who are committing sin. Rather, the whole society is affected by it. So the Shaykh, he says here that yes, so this dua, they are benefiting from it. And the people who are connected to them are benefiting from it. And the Muslims in general are benefiting from it. From what? From the rectification and the uprightness of their wives and their offspring. وَبِنْ لَوَازِمْ ذَلِكَ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي تَعْلِيمِهِمْ وَوَعَظُهُمْ فِي تَعْلِيمِهِمْ وَوَعَظِهِمْ وَنُصْحِهِمْ. يعني, and what is necessitated or required by this dua of praying, yani, for the uprightness and the righteousness of the spouse and the offspring, is that the person who is supplicating with this has to make an effort to teach them and to admonish them and to sincerely advise them. Yani not just supplicating for them, but then utilizing the means that are necessary in order to bring about that which you're asking Allah for. لِأَنَّ مَنْ حَرَسَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَدَعَ اللَّهَ فِيهِ لَابُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ مُتَسَبِّبًا فِيهِ. And that's because whoever is eager for something, diligent in seeking something, and they supplicate to Allah for that thing, then it is a necessity that they have to be a mutasabbib in it, meaning they have to be from that, they have to do those things that bring about, that are the cause of bringing about that thing that they're asking for. Meaning that it's not sufficient just to ask Allah to make my children and to make my spouse righteous. But rather you also have to be, yani, a cause, yani, in making that happen by doing the things that you have the ability to do in order to bring about their uprightness and their righteousness. وَأَنَّهُمْ, and he goes on to say, this perfect supplication also includes, أَنَّهُمْ دَعَ اللَّهَ بِبُلُوغِ أَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ الْمُمْكِنَ لَهُمْ. Yani, and that they supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve or to reach the highest degrees that are possible for them. Yani, the highest degree that's possible for the human being. And he said, وَهِيَ دَرَجَةُ الْإِمَامَةِ وَالتَّصْدِيقِيَّةِ. Yani, الْإِمَامَةِ وَالصِّدِّيقِيَّةِ. Meaning that the highest level that we can attain, we cannot be prophets and messengers. So the next level of that is al-imama fi al-deen, to be an imam, a leader in the deen, that other people take as a model and example, because that person has become yani a model of righteousness and goodness, such that other people will follow them. And he said, this darajat al-imama and darajat al-siddiqiyya, yani the siddiq is the person who testifies to the truthfulness of the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Yani who testifies to the truthfulness of Islam, of the message that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, in terms of believing it in their heart, and yani calling to it, testifying to it on their tongue, and then acting in accordance with it. Yani a siddiq is not just a person who testifies to the truth, because a pagan, mushrik, kafir may say, Islam is the truth. Yani la ilaha illallah is the truth. But they don't act upon it. The siddiq is not just the person who says, yani that I bear witness that this is the truth, but they testify in their heart to its truthfulness. And they act upon it with their actions. And this is the highest level that a person can attain, and this is understood from the supplication where he said, in the end of that dua he said, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and to make us, for the people of piety and righteousness, the people of taqwa, make us to be a model, an example. Because we ourselves have reached yani a point where our uprightness and our obedience to Allah and our submission to Allah has reached a level that other people see it and other people want to follow in our speech and in our action and in our behavior, in our manners, in our character, in our da'wah, the way that we give da'wah, and so on. How we deal with our families, if we are over people, how we rule in the land, and so on. All of that. Yani to be an imam for the people of yani taqwa. After this, how much time for that then?
15 minutes?
10 minutes. Okay. 32. Good. So we're going to just finish with what the Shaykh said here as quickly as possible. And we're going to save the ayats from Surah Al-Anfal for next week. And the questions that are related to Surah Al-Anfal, we'll also save them for next week. Okay, then the Shaykh says, فَلِلَّهِ مَعَ عَلَى هَذِهِ السِّفَاتِ وَأَرَفَعَ هَذِهِ الْهِمَمْ وَأَجَلَّ هَذِهِ الْمُطَالِبِ وَأَزْكَى تِلْكَ النُّفُوسِ وَأَطْهَرَ تِلْكَ الْقُلُوبِ وَأَصْفَى هَؤُلَاءِ الصَّفْوَى وَأَتْقَى هَؤُلَاءِ السَّادَةِ. And that's a mouthful. Subhanallah. Yani it is though the Shaykh is saying, yani subhanallah. Yani this is like fi'l ta'ajjub. Yani that, oh how amazing. Or in this case, ma a'la hadhihi sifat. What is more high or sublime than these characteristics that are mentioned in these ayat? Wa arfa hadhihi al-himam. And higher or more lofty than these ambitions or these aims that the person has who wants to be, yani reach the level of imam of al-deen. Ma ajalla, yani sublime or more splendid than these objectives or these goals or requests. Ma azka, what is more pure than these souls that are mentioned in these ayat? What is more virtuous than these hearts of the ibad al-Rahman mentioned in these ayats? And what is, yani, I don't know how to say, yani, asfa ha'ulai asafwa, yani that these are the choices of the chosen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the best of those whom Allah has chosen, and they are the most righteous, the most pious of how pious are these yani leaders, yani these leaders in the deen, yani the ibad al-Rahman. Then the Shaykh says, وَلِلَّهِ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَنِعَمَتُهُ وَرَحْمَتُهُ الَّتِي جَلَّلَتْهُمْ وَلُطْفُهُ الَّذِي أَوْصَلَهُمْ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْمَنَازِلِ. Yani, oh how much, how plentiful is the fadl of Allah upon them, the favor of Allah upon them, the ni'mah, the blessing of Allah, the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, due to which He has honored them. Oh how much are the blessings and bounties and favors and mercy of Allah by which He has honored them, and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to which He has caused them to reach these manazil, these stations. Yani due to Allah, this is due to Allah's what? Allah's fadl. Yani it's due to Allah's rahmah. This is due to Allah's lutf. This is not due to the person being so righteous and upright, and so pure, and so diligent, and so hardworking that they reach this level. Rather, this is the fadl of Allah, wa rahmati. And the Prophet ﷺ said that no person would enter the Jannah except that by the fadl of Allah and the rahmah of Allah. They said, what about you? He said, and not even me. And then the Shaykh said, وَلِلَّهِ مِنَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ أَنْ بَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَوْصَافَهُمْ بَيَّنَ لَهُمْ يعني, and this is also the bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His ibad, that He has made clear for them, أَوْصَافَهُمْ, the descriptions of them. And He has made for those who are reading these ayat, the descriptions of those who are mentioned in the ayat. And He's made clear for us the description of those ibad al-Rahman. So that, yani, we can know what we should be striving for. بَيِّنَ لَهُمْ He has made clear these awsaf, these characteristics. وَنَعَتَ لَهُمْ هَيْئَتَهُمْ And He has also described, yani, in detail, their hay'a, yani their posture, their comportment, the way that they carry themselves. Yani يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا How they walk in the earth, humbly. Yani how these people look, yani how they act when they go about in the land. وَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ هَمَمَهُمْ And He has also made clear, yani their, yani high ambitions, their high aims, yani the noble-minded goals that they have. Yani they are not like, just, I just want to be able to do this, something. Nah, they have high goals and high aims that we should also have. As the Prophet ﷺ said, that if you ask Allah for al-firdaus. Don't just, yani ask for the less, ask for the highest. وَأَوْضَحَ لَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ And He has also clarified the rewards that they will receive. Yani the reward that will be received by the Ibad al-Rahman. And this is so that لِيَسْتَاقُوا إِلَى الْإِتِّصَافِ بِأَوْصَافِهِمْ And this is so that a person will long, so they will yearn, so that they will have a great desire to be characterized with these descriptions of the Ibad al-Rahman that are mentioned in these ayat. وَيُبَذِّلُوا جُهَدَهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ And then they would exert themselves. Yani exert, make every effort, yani to, in order to achieve this. وَيَسْأَلُوا الَّذِي مَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَكْرَمَهُمْ And so that they would also ask Allah, the one who has favored the Ibad al-Rahman, that are mentioned in these ayats. They would ask Him, the one who has favored them, and who has honored them, the one whose fadl, His favor and His bounty, is in, yani fi kulli zaman wa makan, wa fi kulli waqtin wa awan. Yani that His fadl, His bounty and His favor is not just for the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, it's in every era, in every land, every moment, all the time. The fadl of Allah is ready to be received by whoever, yani wants to exert themselves to receive it. وَيَسْأَلُوا And they also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and يَهْدِيَهُمْ كَمَا هَدَاهُمْ To guide them, the ones who are reading these ayat, they would then ask Allah to guide them, as they have guided those, yani that Allah is describing here, the people before us. وَيَتَوَلَّاهُمْ بِتَرَبِيَتِهِ الْخَاصَ كَمَا تَوَلَّاهُمْ And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take care of them, take responsibility for them, with His special care, in the way that He has taken care of those mentioned in these ayats or those before us. Now, oh, it's adhan now? 5 minutes. Okay, that's it. Zakhar al-Khair. I needed that for sure. Then the Shaykh, he supplicates, he says, Oh Allah, for you is the hamd, the praise, and to you we, yani, take our complaints, not to other than you, and you are the one, the musta'an, the one who we seek help from, who help is sought from. Wabika al-mustaghaf, and you are the one who is appealed to for aid. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, and there's no hawl, and there's no quwwah except you. Yani there is no way to achieve good or to prevent harm except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا نَمْلِكُ لِأَنفُسِنَا نَفْعًا وَلَا دَرَّ And we do not possess or control for ourselves any benefit whatsoever, nor any harm. وَلَا نَقْدِرُ عَلَى مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ خَيْرٍ And we are not able, we are not capable of achieving even an atom's weight of good. إِنْ لَمْ تَيَسَّرَ ذَلِكَ لَنَا If you didn't make it easy for us. And here is the acknowledgement that we are totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّا دُعَفَاءُ We are weak. عَاجِزُونَ Incapable مِنْ كُلِّ وَجْنِ from any angle that you want to look at it. We are weak and we are incapable. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ إِنْ وَكَّلْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا طَرَفَةَ عَيْنٍ وَكَّلْتَنَا إِلَىٰ ضَعْفٍ وَعَجْزٍ وَخَطِيَةٍ. And we bear witness to the fact, the reality, that if you were to leave us to ourselves, even for the blinking of an eye, you would have left us to weakness and inability and to error, mistake and sin. فَلَا نَفِقُ يَا رَبَّنَا إِلَّا بِرَحْمَتِكَ. And we don't have trust, faith or confidence, O our Rabb, except in your rahmah. We don't put our trust in anything except your rahmah. أَلَّتِي بِهَا خَلَقْتَنَا وَرَزَقْتَنَا وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ مِنَ النِّعَمِ الظَّاهِرُ الْبَاطِنَةِ. Yani that rahmah through which you have created us and provided for us and given us your bounties and your favors that are apparent and that are not apparent, and through which you have turned away from us the niqam, the punishment and the affliction. فَرْحَمْنَا رَحْمَةً تُغْنِينَا بِهَا عَنْ رَحْمَةِ مَنْ سِوَاكَ فَلَا خَابَ مَنْ سَعْلَكَ وَرَجَاكَ. And so we ask Allah, O Allah, to have mercy upon us with a rahmah that would make us free of need of the rahmah of anyone besides you. For indeed, the one who asks you and the one who has hope in you, they will never be disappointed. They will never be at loss. They will never fail. And that's the end of what the Shaykh said that. And then he mentions, yani how many minutes? One, two?
Two
minutes. The Shaykh mentions, yani that which is related to the last ayat of this surah, that's not from the Sifat of Ibad Rahman. He said, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has أَضَافَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْعِبَادِ لَرَحْمَتِهِ وَاخْتَصَّهُمْ بِعُبُودَتِهِ لِشَرْفِهِمْ وَفَضْلِهِمْ. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ascribed these people, these ibad, He has connected them to His rahmah. He called them Ibadur Rahman. And He has made exclusively, He has conferred upon them the distinction of being those who are described with ubudiyya, to the exclusion of other than them, due to their honor and due to their bounty and virtue. Perhaps a person might be in delusion, yani a kafir might imagine in their mind, baseless imagination, they might imagine that they should be included in this yani ubudiyya that Allah has described His ibad with. Perhaps they might have imagined, with no reason to imagine, because it's baseless since they have disbelieved in Allah. But they might imagine that they should be included. فَلِمَا لَا يَدْخُلْ فِي الْعُبُودِيَّةِ. Why are they not included? So Allah informed them that He doesn't care and He is not concerned about other than these mentioned in these ayahs, the Ibad al-Rahman. He's not concerned about anyone else, and that He doesn't care if not for your dua of Him. Yani the dua of ibadah, your worship of Him, and your calling upon Him, then He wouldn't care about you and He wouldn't love you. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, I would not, your Rabb would not care about you if not for your dua of Him. But since you have denied, then the punishment will be yani coming. It will be sticking, it will stick to you in the same way that the one who has lent somebody some money will stick to the one who owes them to get their money back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge between you and between His believing servants. And this is the end of the tafsir of Surah Al-Furqan. And Shaykh says, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالثَنَاءُ وَالشُّكْرُ أَبَدًا. Yani, and for Allah is the praise and the appreciation and the thankfulness always and forever. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. Inshallah, next week we'll take the ayat, the sifat from Surah Al-Anfal. Naam. That's the last ayah of Surah Al-Furqan. Somebody gonna take this?